Hey, on to proposal sheet number 24 in your commission book. This would be the hunt for habitat licenses or the super tag. Important to point out again that state law has not been established or modified yet to allow this to happen. And your action here today, of course, would be just to initiate this process. But ultimately, we would have to have the bill, Senate Bill 153, passed and signed into law before you would have the authority to establish these licenses. But this is important enough that we get the ball rolling on this with your proposal. And then by the time you get together again in April, of course, that the fate of the bill will be decided by then. Now, we're confident that it's going to pass. And that's why we're here today to visit with you about this proposal. But I just want to make very clear that it is pending passage of Senate Bill 153. So the bill itself, if you recall, is set a maximum of 10 big game animals that could be taken, or authorize the commission to allow for the take of no more than 10 big game animals. So we have derived the proposal here that would create a single tag for a Custer State Park, any bison, and three licenses, each of which would have three tags in them. There would be one tag for any elk, one for any deer, one for any antelope. Now, specific to these super tags, or the super licenses, as we will call them, those licenses would be valid any time and place that a hunting season is open in South Dakota for the big game animal, as long as the regulations for that season are followed. So, for example, if you were to be the lucky recipient of one of these super tags, you could use your elk tag during the archery elk hunting season, you could use it during the prairie elk hunting season, or you could use it during the standard Black Hills elk hunting season. If the hunter chose to hunt during the archery season in September in the Black Hills, they'd have to abide by the archery restrictions and the archery requirements. And of course, those would be liberalized. You could use whatever firearm or weapon you wanted if you hunted during the regular elk hunting season in the Black Hills. Same thing would go if you wanted to hunt muzzleloader deer season. You could use your muzzleloader with your any deer license. So it's any time and place that season is open, as long as you follow the regulations for that season. Obviously, if the individual is ineligible because they've been revoked for their license, that would be the only criteria by which they would not be allowed to secure one of these licenses. We realize that if you get three tags, that these are really three special tags, and you'll see on point number four there that we wanted to give the recipients 2 years to be able to use those licenses. Now, they're not going to be able to hunt for 2 years, but they would be able to select which calendar year they want to use a particular license. So if they wanted to use their antelope tag the first year they got it and save the deer and the elk tag for a year and use them in a subsequent year, that'd be allowable, especially when you're talking about tags that are this valuable, or this something that's really going to be a special opportunity here. We want to make sure that there is sufficient opportunity for the recipients to be able to take advantage of those. A lot of discussion around resident versus non-residents and the eligibility to get these licenses. So the idea would be for the bison license that would be both residents and non-residents. Right now we do allow both residents and non-residents to secure bison licenses for Custer State Park. But for the super tag, or the three tag license, it'd be our envision that no more than one of those could go to a non-resident. So we'd have three of those lucky tickets in the bucket, and if the first person that was drawn out happened to be a non-resident, the rest of the non-resident applications in the bucket would be rendered ineligible at that point. So that doesn't mean a non-resident is going to get one. It's very possible we could draw three residents out of the hat, and no non-resident would receive the opportunity to go there. But having non-residents as eligible to get a license, one of the super tag licenses, I think really enhances our chances of attracting applicants and generating the revenue necessary to put some funding in place for these habitat programs. I'm sure some of you have heard, you know, that this opens up an opportunity for a non-resident to go elk hunting in the Black Hills, which is something that's been very restrictive, and I don't doubt that we're going to hear a little bit about that. But the one license that would potentially go to a non-resident is not going to refrain from or restrict the number of residents that get to go hunting in the Black Hills. Currently, throughout South Dakota, we have 647 any elk tags. One of those tags going to a non-resident, again, is not going to have a significant impact or have any impact on the number of licenses that are issued to our residents. Both residents would be eligible, as I just described, under number six. The application fee or the raffle ticket fee, if you will, would be set at $10 for residents and $20 for non-residents. Those are the maximum fees that are allowed as described in Senate Bill 153. Going to be no limit. I mean, if a person wanted to put 10 tickets in the bucket, they'd be able to put 10 tickets in the bucket. Keep in mind, there are going to be two separate buckets here that we would be seeking applications for, one for the bison and one for the super tags. The individual that draws a license would not have to pay an additional fee for that license. And then as we look at the other drawings that we have for deer, antelope, and elk and bison, this is a totally independent drawing. You're not going to be able to acquire preference points. You're not going to be able to use preference points. It's going to be from scratch every year, and we're hoping that this is going to be an opportunity for our residents to, you know, get another tag or a non-resident to get another tag. But more importantly, it's a chance for the average person to be a part of the habitat funding solutions that we're looking for in our state, and should be fun. I'm hoping we can really generate a lot of enthusiasm and support around this and also do something very positive for South Dakota when it comes to getting some habitat on our private lands out there. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd ask for your favorable approval of the proposal you have in front of you. Happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Commissioner Boyd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What's the time frame when people will be able to submit applications?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Boyd, with passage of Senate Bill 153, it would not go into effect until July 1st. So we could get all the mechanisms in place, but ultimately we would have to wait until July 1st until we would roll this year, which is a little later than we would prefer if we really wanted to get this rolling. But the element of allowing someone to hunt in a subsequent year, I think, would cause for some attractiveness. But we certainly plan to, you know, if everything falls into place like we hope it will, when we get to 2020, we're certainly going to initiate this sooner. But we wouldn't be able to actually sell any of those application fees or raffle tickets until July 1st.
Is there a motion to approve this proposal? Any discussion, questions? Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp here. Tony, is this would this super tag be transferable?
Commissioner Sharp, it would not. In fact, that was even a question that was asked yesterday during the discussion that the Ag Natural Resources Committee had in the House. There is a state law that prohibits the transfer of any license from one individual to another. And consequently, this license would, as would any other license, could not be transferable. The individual that puts their name on the raffle ticket or the application would be the only person that the license could be issued to.
Okay, because I can see if somebody won this, they might say, I'm going to donate it to a banquet where they can auction it off and raise money for another nonprofit. So I can see where that would maybe have some attractiveness, but thank you.
Any other questions, comments? None. All in favor of the proposal, say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Okay, I believe